After a five-year strike and a buyer's boycott, major table grape growers in California today signed union contracts. Cesar Chavez, the union leader, said the strike will continue against growers of the less than 30% of the crop not now covered by those contracts. However, Chavez predicted that these holdout growers will soon fall into line. The union grape pickers will be paid a minimum of $1.80 an hour, plus an incentive of 20 cents a box.
Cesar Chavez held a news conference today in Delano, California, and announced that his United Farm Workers Organizing Committee had signed contracts with growers producing 80% of California's table grapes.
For Cesar Chavez and his United Farm Workers, today's signing means that virtually all California table grapes will carry a union label. For the workers, it means an immediate raise to $1.80 an hour, plus another 25 cents over the next 3 years. The five-year battle for recognition has often been bitter, especially the nationwide grape boycott, which finally forced the growers to the table. And, Chavez says, the boycott is not over.
The boycott is going to continue until all of them sign. We hope that this will happen very soon. And we have pledged to the grape growers that as soon as the last grape grower signs the contract, we will endeavor, we'll turn around the boycott machinery all over the world to try and make the grapes, all of the grapes, sweet grapes again.
I think we're starting a new relationship here. That's what Cesar tells me anyway. And it's a relationship that's going to be an important one because our businesses and your jobs depend on it. We have to work together and we have to respect one another and we have to do everything we can to make sure that we go from this day forward onto a better life for everyone.
For Chavez and his union, this has been a hard-won victory. But their troubles are not over. This week, the Teamsters Union signed up farm workers in Northern California, workers that Chavez wanted to organize. His union has filed suit to block that move, and Chavez says he'll fight the Teamsters as hard as he fought the growers. Joe Ramirez, NBC News, reporting.